You're listening to the Who Cares News for Wednesday, March 25th, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Social distancing, as we do each and every morning here on the Who Cares News, because we're doing our part, doggone
it.
Oh,
sure.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Hey, some fun facts for today. By the way, today's Wednesday, if you forgot what day of the week it is.
Thank you.
Because that happens. The longest traffic light at a regular intersection in America is, I don't know how they know this.
It's not in my town.
West Milford, New Jersey. It stays red for 5 minutes and 33 seconds. Would you not be tempted to like back up and go forward again, like maybe hitting the...
No, I'd fall asleep.
No, there's that.
Honking at me.
There's that. The para in Paralympics doesn't come from the words paralyzed or paraplegic. It comes from the Greek word para, which means beside, because the Paralympics stand side by side with the Olympics.
Oh.
Huh. Hummingbirds are the only birds that can fly backwards. That makes sense.
That makes sense.
Yeah. You just can't get out of the way of the cat fast enough.
Not my cat.
No. And more than 95% of people are naturally immune to leprosy. I did not know that.
Interesting.
Huh. It's good that we don't have to worry about that, except for the 5%. Well, you know, percentages. Meh.
Huh.
There you go. Some fun facts for today. All right. It's time for the Who Cares News. I know we can't wait for this each and every morning.
Well, first off, I'll talk about something interesting.
Okay, what's
it? It's Little Red Wagon Day.
What does that mean?
I don't know. And it's also Manatee Appreciation Day. Because Little Red Wagon, like a radio flyer or something?
Yeah, okay. All right, okay, I got you there.
It's also, we're in the middle of International Cleaning Week.
This is a good week for cleaning. You know, because spring has sprung and we're all at home. And if we've got supplies, or if you don't have cleaning supplies, just be careful not to mix bleach with anything. Very important.
Very important.
Worse than getting the coronas, okay? Do not mix bleach with any other cleaning solution. Just a little public service.
All right, so I'm waiting for the stars to do something.
This is becoming a problem for us.
Because
as the stars stay in.
Thank you, music people, for putting on these free little concerts.
Oh, those are cool.
Those are awesome.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of folks are giving free live streams. And some, I heard, have little tip jars. You can click the tip jar in the video and give them a little gig love. A little gig love.
There's a lot of them. There's a lot of them.
Oh, there's a ton. Depending on what kind of music you like, you can find anything.
Some of the smaller ones are doing the tip jars because they rely on these.
Well, yeah. This is
and
how they
some of the bigger
money.
Ones, they're just doing it to, they don't need tip jars.
No. Keith Urban doesn't need tip jars.
No, I love
Nicole
to watch
Nicole Kidman,
his stuff.
Man, she dances in every one of those. That's worth watching, too.
Maybe I'm digressing because I really am just putting off talking about this. But a brand new season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians is almost here.
Are you kidding? Is it that time of the year again? Oh, my.
I know. Say it isn't so.
Oh, my.
But before everyone from Kim Kardashian to Kylie Jenner returns to the small screen tomorrow night at 8 p.m., why not look back at the craziness that was season 17? It's called the Who's Bored News.
Who's the...
All right? There was drama from the very beginning with Khloe trying to navigate co-parenting with ex Tristan Thompson.
Oh, I remember that.
And Courtney stressing about turning 40.
I remember
only
that.
Only to wind up in a heated back and forth with Kimmy, where Kim blows up on Courtney for stealing my style, plus Krim slam rumors about her relationship with O.J. Simpson.
Chris, that's right.
Now, she did cheat with someone else, though.
She did?
Not just O.J.
Oh, did she? On Robert?
So.
I don't know, nor do I care. Anyway.
I know. So
the OJ
claim
story
about
is more
a hot
fun.
Tub hookup.
Well, Khloe does kind of feature him a little bit.
She says it was completely fabricated.
Of course it was.
But Chris was still angry.
Of course she is.
It's really kind of pathetic that when rumors get started, the media gives it life and breath.
Who's the media? Hey, Chris, you're the media.
Yeah.
Hello.
My team has decided to take legal action because once and for all, I have to do something about it.
Oh, legal action. Now we have to use the word allegedly. Uh-huh. She allegedly had a hot tub hookup with O.J. Simpson. Allegedly. Because if we don't say allegedly, then she's going to get legal on our ass.
Oh, sure.
It's like,
yeah. We'll get caught up in the food chain.
We got so much to offer.
Blood, turnip, you know. And who can forget when Kim and Chloe threatened to kick Courtney off the show?
Oh, God.
Or when Court showed up in a hot tub with ex Scott Disick and his on again, off again gal pal Sophia Richie.
I missed that episode, but I bet that was a doozy. Nothing like your ex hopping in the hot tub with you and your girlfriend. Wow.
And I'm sure it wasn't set up.
Wow. Oh, of course not. And of course there were cameras.
You know what would be good? If you go get in the hot tub while Scott's in there with Sophia.
I'm sure it was nothing like that.
Oh, sure.
Kevin Hart is going all natural.
Well, excuse me. I don't know that I want to see that.
Hey, if you're social distancing in a house by yourself.
I don't even want to see me naked.
Well, don't go in front of a mirror, for Pete's sake. Yesterday, Kevin started an Instagram series called Confessions from the Heart.
Yeah, I see what he did there.
He shares never-before-heard stories about his life and career that he keeps to himself.
I'm sure we want to hear these. We want to hear all about these, Kevin. Oh,
and it's to keep himself and his fans entertained as millions are forced to stay inside.
You know the Instagram story that I love?
What's that,
it's
John Van Camp?
Jen Garner's pretend baking show, or cooking show, pretend cooking show.
Hashtag
pretend
that.
Cooking show. Go check that out on Insta.
I need to watch that.
Yeah, because sometimes it's thoroughly produced. She's, of course, very charming. Sometimes she's in her jammies because she bakes at night. Check that out.
I will. All right, so back to Kevin Hart.
Yeah,
not
back
that
to
it's
Kevin.
Anything interesting.
No, no.
So through this quarantine, I decided to open up and give you guys some stories that I've never told to the world.
Oh, wow, Kevin.
I'll do like 2 or 3 a week.
Oh, my God, he's got that many stories.
He probably does.
Who cares? Who cares?
He also says, P.S., I've always had a blank load of gray hair.
A blank load?
Uh-huh.
Wow, yep. I've never seen gray hair.
He was a frequent, he said, I was just a frequent dyer.
See, you know, you're quarantined. That's one of those things
I have a load of gray hair, too. That me and my box of hair dye have frequent hot dates.
Do you have some stock? The shutdown?
No, and now Amazon's going to take longer to deliver.
Yeah,
so it's like,
you're not going to get any until the middle of April now.
I better order it now.
You better. Kevin is a celebrity. Kevin has money. Kevin can have hair dye sent to him. You know,
people in, you know, hazmat suits coming.
I know, right? Hey, give me a case of hair dye.
He said, I'm not working right now, so if I said blanket.
Oh, it's not that he can't. He just doesn't feel up to it.
No.
Okay, I got
it. He said he's not working right now, so he ain't doing
it. You know who's not working right now? Just for Men. He's putting them out of business. That's what he's doing. You know what? I'm missing from Instagram the last couple of weeks is Halle Berry. Somebody should do a welfare check on her and make sure she's okay.
What's she doing?
Can you do that? I don't know. I'm a little concerned.
Well, you get out there and do a welfare check on her, John Van Camp.
All right, that's going to wrap it up for us today. Back tomorrow with more frivolity.
Make sure you're recording when you do it.
More, you betcha. More stuff that we really don't care about.
That'll be the hashtag Halle Berry Welfare Cam.
That's right. See you tomorrow, and
that's all the news you could care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.